Just briefly tonight, we'll be in God's Word in Isaiah 9:6. So if you can turn there, if you have your Bible tonight, that'd be great. Isaiah 9, verse 6. See if I can get there. Past couple weeks in our morning services, I've been in Isaiah 9:6, and we've been studying the names of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ, the one that was born, that we celebrate. Let me just read verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So tonight, we're just going to briefly talk about the name Everlasting Father today. So imagine a young boy who told his parents that he's going to take a hike by himself. So he packed this huge, heavy backpack filled with just, you know, random possessions, and he started off. So why his parents let him do this, I'm not sure, but that's beside the point, beside the story. He was off for his hike. The boy was hiking along, and all of a sudden he slipped and he fell into a pond. And the problem was, first off, that he had this heavy backpack on that was weighing him down. But secondly, he couldn't swim. And the young boy was struggling in the water. He couldn't get his backpack off of him for some reason, and he just kept going under the water. And he's struggling in the water, and he thought it was all over. He thought it was hopeless. And all of a sudden, he felt something. He felt his backpack get ripped off of him. He slowly got lifted up out of the water. He was confused, but he was amazed. He was thankful. And what he didn't know was that his father had followed him the whole time he was hiking and to make sure he was safe. And his father jumped in, grabbed his backpack, and pulled him up out of the water. He took his burden off, and he took away his hopelessness and turned it around into hope. You see, we all desire that kind of fatherly care. Someone who's going to protect us. Someone who loves us and cares about us. There's something about this care and protection that we all long for. And as we look at our passage today, we find someone who was like that for all of us. Someone who is a father-like figure for all of us. And we notice that he brings hope amidst darkness. I think of the phrase, a rose among thorns. So usually you say it when you see a group of three young people, you know, two guys and one girl, and you say a rose among thorns, right? The picture is this myriad of thorns, yet amidst the thorns, there's this beautiful rose that just comes sprouting up. Though everything looks dangerous and ugly and bleak around it, the rose shows forth and displays beauty, displays something good. And the fact that Christ brings hope amidst darkness is like that rose among thorns. The hope comes shining through, even though everything else looks bleak. And when we understand a little bit about this, the background of this passage, we see some important things. I think of chapter 5 of Isaiah, and the Lord pictures Israel as this vineyard planted, and he gives it all it needs to bear fruit and to be healthy. But instead of bearing good fruit, it actually bears bitter fruit. And because of this, God lets it be destroyed and trampled on, and the people are going to be judged, and God is actually going to be exalted and shown to be righteous. But then as you move into chapter 6, Isaiah sees God's glory and he's humbled and he's sent to preach to Judah and actually to harden their hearts more. But there's hope among the darkness. There's a rose that's going to rise amidst the thorns. It's kind of like a tree getting cut down and it leaves a stump. So Israel's going to be cut down and it's going to leave a stump. And this stump is going to be this holy seed. So Israel is not going to be completely obliterated, completely gone. because a remnant is going to remain and the Messiah is going to come from that remnant. And so there's darkness for Israel, but there's hope amidst the darkness. And then when you think about verse 4 of chapter 9 here, you see that this promised one is going to break the oppression, the yoke of slavery. He's going to lift their heavy burden. There would be relief for them. Kind of like that father who just lifted his son and took his backpack off so the promised one would lift Israel's burdens and save them. So he would be someone who just cares for Israel, kind of like a father. So we see his name is Everlasting Father. Now, I don't believe that this passage is saying that Jesus is the Father in the sense of the Trinity. We know that there's distinction there. But instead, it's showing that he's a father in the sense of he's this fatherly figure of being a king. He's this protector, ideal king. And his character is one of being a father to us. He would love us. He would care for us. And he would do so eternally. He's the Father of ages, the Father of eternity, the possessor of all time. He'd be someone who'd live forever and ever, someone who's endless. So unlike Israel's past kings where they're there temporarily and then they're gone, even David was there temporarily and gone. This coming one would be there eternally. So can you imagine being an older Israelite man at this time and hearing that a child will be born and he's going to act like a father to you? I can't imagine that. And not only that, but this child that's going to be born is going to be the father of eternity. Someone who's reigning forever. The author of eternity is going to be born. It kind of boggles your mind, right? It's crazy. So what we find is that he brings everlasting love to our problems. We all want love from other people. We all want love that lasts. You know, no one says, you know, I want my spouse to love me for maybe a month and after that, you know, it's okay. She doesn't have to or he doesn't have to. No, we don't say that. The issue is that typically everywhere we turn, we find that love is temporary of what we find in other people. So we mess up and someone leaves us. We move somewhere and someone forgets about us. Love always seems to feel temporary. But what we see in this verse is that the everlasting Father would bring everlasting love to us. You see, for Israel at this time, things were in turmoil. Enemies hated them. They never knew when the next nation would attack. They're under the judgment of God because of their sin. I'm sure they desired lasting love. And Isaiah tells them there's someone coming who's going to provide that, who's going to be an everlasting father. And did you know that we're in the same spot as Israel? Our lives are often in turmoil because we experience an unloving world, unloving people, and even sometimes an unloving family. We might even have enemies that hate us and will do anything to get at us. And before salvation, we stood under the judgment of God. And what we all desire is love, lasting love, eternal love. And that's what we find in Jesus Christ. That's what we find in the birth of Christ. You see, a birth born out of love brings everlasting love. And we come here on Christmas Eve, right before Christmas Day, and we remember and celebrate the birth of Jesus. And we reflect upon the fact that this birth was born out of love. Scripture says, "For God so loved the world that he sent his son." So God didn't leave us hanging. He didn't leave us hopeless. Even though he could have. But he gave us grace and mercy. You see, he orchestrated, he produced and promised the plan of Jesus being born on the earth. He took the initiative of love. Isn't it so astonishing that since we couldn't save ourselves, God sent his son to earth for us? It was that bad that he had to send his son for us, even though he was the one sinned against. He took the action to extend love. See, if it wasn't for that, Christ would never have come, but he did. And it only goes to show even more the amazing love of God. So have you received this love? Have you trusted in Christ for your salvation? If you aren't a believer today, you're kind of like that child struggling in the waters, hopeless. Let me tell you what, tonight there is hope for you. You can turn to Jesus Christ and find salvation for your soul. You can find forgiveness for your sins. Like that child who can't save himself, we can't save ourselves, and so we need to look to Christ. And when you turn to Christ, you have a Father who jumps in, who takes that burden off and saves you. Will you turn to him today if you haven't? What an amazing truth. This birth that's born out of love just brings everlasting love. And once you receive the gift of salvation, you're one of God's children. You can experience this everlasting fatherly love for yourself personally. And not only that, but you have a king and you have a leader who never gives up on you, who forever reigns, who always takes care of his own, as we learned about this morning, who is this mighty God. You see, in Christ we're protected, secured, and cared for as a child. And the good thing is, it lasts for eternity. You see, we don't have a temporary or absent father. We have Christ who eternally loves us and who's ever present in our lives. We don't have an uncompassionate or unloving father. Instead, we have someone who's willing and ready to give us good things. Think about, there's some of us who have had bad earthly fathers. We've had fathers who were absent from our lives. We had fathers who didn't care for us. We didn't feel much love for them. And if we did feel love at times, it felt temporary. It was here or there. And I can't stand here and fix that relationship for you in a second, but I can do something else. I can tell you with 100% certainty that you can have a good father today. An excellent father, the perfect father, and you can find everlasting love for yourself. Unconditional love, and it's found in Christ. Everything that you desired in a father can be found in him. You don't have to be scared anymore because no one will protect you. You don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel unloved because you can find lasting protection, presence and love in Jesus Christ. Maybe you did have a good father. You got to see a snippet of Christ's love for you. And as we go forth into Christmas tomorrow, remember that the baby born in a manger that we think on during the season is the Father of eternity, bringing enduring love. So I don't know about you, but I'm tired of brief, momentary love. I think it's time to look to the one who perfectly displays fatherly love to us. And his name is Jesus. The baby born on that day, and his name is Everlasting Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this time, just before Christmas, to again gather and just celebrate your coming, where you didn't need to, you didn't have to, but you took the initiative of love. You reached out to us, who were all on our way to hell. You loved us, and you saved us. We thank you for that. So may you be glorified and praised as we continue on tonight. In Jesus' name.